So the first zemer we want to go through is the first one we sing, which is of course Shalom Aleichem. Last week we discussed the Hakdama, the basic idea of Zmiros on Shabbos, what's so special about it. So let's discuss this week the Indian of Shalom Aleichem, who wrote it, and what the idea is, what the words mean. So interestingly, I imagine everyone's house here, you probably have the same custom. I've been to only so many people's houses on Friday night, but there's a practice that when everyone comes home, you say Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos. I think everyone growing up, that's my father always came in and said, Good Shabbos, Good Shabbos. I come home, I say, Good Shabbos. One sheet only. My in-laws, Good Shabbos. Everyone, I imagine, when they walk in, they say, Good Shabbos.
You say, Good Shabbos,
Yeah, we don't sing, but everyone has their own way of doing it. And so this is based on the Arizal, actually. The Arizal brings down such a custom that when a person walks into the house, they're supposed to say, Good Shabbos. And a person doesn't do that, so then there's somich on the Shalom Aleichem that we say. Shalom Aleichem is the way of saying a good Shabbos to the entire house. So there's some inin of just saying good Shabbos when you walk in the home.
The women should answer you good Shabbos, and it's really you say it,
that that's a halachic reason, it's correct. So what's the inin of saying Shalom Aleichem? So they all point out that it's based on the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Kuf Yud Testament base. And the Gemara there tells us that when a person comes home, and this is Rabbi Yossi Bar Yehud, that's not in front of you, though I'm just going to just read it to you, that when a person's leaving shul, Shnei Malachi Asharis Milavin Lo La'adam Me'er Shabbos Mi'beis Knesses Le'beisa. A person is escorted by two Malachim, Malachi Asharis in particular, that escort a person Erev Shabbos from his home, from the shul rather, Mi'beis Knesses Le'beisa, as he goes home. Echad tov, echad ra. One's a good malach, one's a bad malach. Uch shebal lebeisa, when the individual arrives home, umatza ner dalok v'shulchan aruch umitaso motas. This is brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. They come in and you find that the candles are lit and the table set and the beds are made nicely. Everything's in order. The toys are put away. The food's all prepared. So what happens? So the malach tov, the good angel, says yihiratzon shitehei l'shabbos acheres kach. It should be the will of Hashem. It should be exactly this way. Next Shabbos, it should be all set in order and peaceful. And with that, Malach Ra, the evil angel, if you will, One Amen Bal Korcho. He is forced to answer Amen to the brach of the Malach Tov. Then, let's say it's a situation where Imlav, if he comes home and everything isn't in order, the table's not set, the bread is on the table, and the candles aren't lit. So then, Malach Ra Omer, he ratzon shitehei l'shabbos acheres kach. He gives a bracha that it should be this way next week. It should be just as disorderly as it was this week. And in this case, Malach Tov Oneh Amen Bal Karchel. The good angel is forced to answer Amen to that klala, if you will.
The opinion of having, I noticed that in a lot of homes, they think, you know, because they're so particular that they have to have the challah hot, warm. So the challah is not on the table.
Right.
The challah doesn't come out on the table after the husband makes Kiddush.
Yeah.
Then they pick up. But I think the challah should be, where I was raised, I think the challah, correct, at least once, should definitely be on the table.
Yeah, yeah. So again, it's a mitzad halacha. It's supposed to be there. But if a person, let's put up a mechitza.
No,
sorry. We'll move this side here. No, it's fine, fine. Come. We'll just... So, mitzad halacha, the bread is ideally supposed to be there, but... again, if a person comes home and starts yelling at his wife because the challah isn't there, so that's obviously defeating the whole purpose of Shabbos. It's supposed to be nice,
peaceful, right,
and peaceful. So anyway, so that's the inyan of these two malachim who are coming and escorting the individual home from shul on Shabbos Friday night. Now, there's an amazing Arizal, an absolutely amazing Arizal that one should have in mind when he comes home. No, thank you. The Arizal says that every single thing that's said as you walk home from shul, imagine, what's your conversation when you walk home from shul? Some people might speak about the rabbi's drasha Friday night, but I'm going to be speaking this Friday night. I got a bunch of questions whether I'm continuing that minhag of Rebbe speaking Friday nights on the winters. So you always have to figure out what people mean by when they ask the question. Are they asking the question because they don't want me to speak? Are they asking the question because they want me to speak? So I'm not sure. I'm sure there's yesh v'yesh. But either way, the minhag here is to speak in Friday night. So what's your conversation on the way home from shul? Is it about what the rabbi said? Is it about the rabbi? Is it about the sports, about what the Knicks did this week, the Nets did this week, about tefillah, what songs he picked? He picked the wrong songs. So whatever it's about, so the Arizal says, you should have in mind that when you're walking home, there are actually two malachim who are escorting you. And they are hearing in general, obviously, everything we're saying Hashem hears. But now this is certainly more more sensitive, because there are two angels that are escorting us home from shul Friday night. So we should be even more careful about what we say, and certainly on Shabbos. Now again, that's obviously, in general, we have to be careful. But this is just adding more fuel to it, that we should be super careful when walking home Friday night, because we have the Kedusha, and we have the opportunity of two malachim who are really escorting us. So that's the whole inyan of Shalom Aleichem, because we're greeting these malachim. We're going to get to exactly why we're saying Shalom Aleichem, to whom, who tseischem the Shalom, who we're telling to leave. But that's the basis of Shalom Aleichem, these two angels who escort us home. Now, we have sources as early as the beginning of the 1100s or so. It's already been recorded of saying Shalom Aleichem on Friday nights. That already existed back then. Now, it could be earlier. We just don't have any sources there. Just because we don't have a source doesn't mean it didn't exist. I told you, this relative of mine was saying and proving that the Zohar didn't necessarily exist from the time of the Rashbi, because there are no sources that the Zohar existed on paper. There are no manuscripts. But just because it didn't exist, because we don't have proof, doesn't mean it didn't exist. It still could have existed without proof. So Shalom Aleichem dates at least back to 1100s, perhaps even earlier. So the Chassam Sofer, we don't pasuk in this way, he had the practice of not reciting Shalom Aleichem. He felt that we are not on the level of having angels escort us anymore. And therefore, it would be inappropriate and presumptuous of us to say Shalom Aleichem, to greet as if we are really going to greet Malachim. That was the Chassam Sofer's practice. But our practice is not that way, not at all. And therefore, we do say Shalom Aleichem. We're going to get to exactly the particulars. But they're Malachim who are escorting us home. That's who we're greeting. We're going to get to which types of Malachim, what are they accomplishing for us. But we're going to work through that. Now, what about saying it three times over? Why do we say it three times? So what's brought down in the Sfarim is Kedei Lechazek Inyan, to just strengthen it. We repeat it just to really highlight the point. There's no like Inyan. I'm sure I'll pick Kabbalah, it might be something. Three times a Chazaka, exactly. It shows something strong. So let's say Friday night, if it's a very long davening, let's say last Friday night, I don't know if I did this when I got home, maybe not because it's early Shabbos, but if it's a very long davening or we're in a rush, there's a Shalom Zacha to go through and the kids aren't ready, I'll just do one line of each. I won't say it three times. It's not being Mevatel Minag. The Indian of saying Shalom Aleichem three times is just to strengthen the concept of the Malachim here are present. But again, this goes against the Chassam Sofer, who felt that we are not on that level of being escorted and greeted by the Malachim. But we don't assume that way. We do assume that we are on that level.
I just want to ask another question. It's relevant to this, but there are a lot of you don't make kiddush between a certain between 6 and 7 or whatever that hour is, because
this is last.
You know what I'm talking about?
No, I'm not sure.
Kiddush till by a certain hour.
That's Chabad has that.
Okay. I'm not sure. Okay, let's go to the page now. I number them. Look at page number one. So this actually works out very well to discuss Shalom Aleichem in this week's Parsha, because this is a very important Tzvas Emes and Shem Yishmuel in Parsha Vayetze. Because we know that Yaakov Avinu had a dream. And he had a dream Malachim who were escorting him up and down the ladders, going from Eretz Yisrael to Chutz La'aretz, Vayetze Miber Sheva, Vayelech Haran, he went to Haran. So he was escorted by Malachim, and the Malachim were changing, the changing of the guards. Now, I think it's an interesting point. I believe that Yaakov Avinu was the first person in history, at least that we see in the Torah, that saw Malachim as Malachim. We know that Avram saw Malachim, but they appeared as people. Lot saw Malachim, but they appeared as people. I think Yaakov Avinu is the first one in history to actually see Malachim as Malachim.
She said Hagar saw Malachim when she was on the way. She recognized them because she was...
That's a good point. So the question is then, were those Malachim like angels, or they look like special Chashuva people that you could tell they're not just regular people? So it's a good point, maybe.
Where is it recorded what malachim actually look like?
The Psukim in Yeshayahu talk about the malach has six wings. The Gemara says in Chagiga that one pasuk says a malach has six wings, another pasuk says a malach has four wings, and the Gemara says, what's the difference? Bezman and Mikdash, there are six wings. Bezman Churban, Beis Mikdash, there are only four wings. The Gemara writes, the reason is because the six wings compared to the six Sidrei Mishnah. And during Bezman and Mikdash, all six Siddharim of Mishnah are relevant. But Bezman Churban, Beis Mikdash, only four of them are relevant. Which ones aren't relevant? So at least for the Bavli, Zrum isn't relevant in Chutz La'aretz. Neither is Taros. Taros isn't relevant either. What about Kachim? Kachim, we do have a Gemara. So he says, the Gemara explains that anyone who's Kola Omer Chatas, Kilu Hikrif Chatas. One who learns Kachim, it's as if you're bringing Kachim. Fine, so that's the Indian of the angels, the wings of the angels. So what's the idea here? So look at number one, this beautiful Svas Emes on this week's Parsha. Svas Emes writes, Yeshne malachim bifnei atzman limos achol, u'malachim acherim l'shamas. There are some angels that their mission is to rule or officiate or be involved in weekday activities, and then there are malachim who are in charge or involved in Shabbos activities. U'chsheyordim malachi haShabbos olin v'shavin malachim malachi limos achol l'mekomam. So when the malachi Shabbos come down to this world, so then the Malachi Yemos Chol go up. They change places. And Lefikach, and for that reason, it's only once the Malachim come down do they kind of push over the Malachi Achol. And that's why we're Makdimim Tchila Amir Shalom Aleichem LeMalachi HaShabbos. First we're greeting the Malachi HaShabbos, Shalom Aleichem to Malachi HaShabbos. And then Makdimim LeRedes LeLavos Es Adam. We invite them down to escort person. V'choz and v'omrin, and only after Malachi Shabbos come down to this world, into our home, do we say Tzeitzchem l'shalom l'malachi yamos achol? Do we say farewell to the Mos achol who accompanied us all week? V'choz and l'marum, they go back up to Shemayim. So that's a beautiful Sfas Emes on this week's parsha. That's what's going on here.
Every child learns the Shira that it was the Malachi of Eretz Yisrael, Malachi
Chutzar. Ah, that's the next piece here.
Maybe it was Friday night. And it was for the Malachim of Shabbos and
Malachim. So it could be the Rav Yonason Eibshitz. I'm actually going to say this tonight a little bit. Rav Yonason Eibshitz says that that night was actually, it was Pesach. Now we don't know if that was Shabbos also. It was Pesach. That much we know is Pesach. I don't know if, we don't say Shalom Aleichem and Yontif. That we don't assume. Yontif works in a very different way. But maybe it was Shabbos. It could be. So that's the first idea. That Malachi Shabbos and Malachi Chol, they're really changing places. And number two, the Shemesh Shmuel says further on this week's Parsha as well, he writes, quoting from his grandfather, rather his father, Avni Nezer, Shamiras Boachem L'Shalom Hi L'Malachi Shabbos Shem Dugmas Malachi Eret Yisrael. Shabbos has a Bechina of Eret Yisrael. Shabbos is a Bechina of Einom Haba. Eret Yisrael is a Bechina of Mein Olam Haba. All things of high level Kedushas. Shabbos, Eret Yisrael, Olam Haba is all one unit. So we say Boachim L'Shalom to Shabbos, which is also Eret Yisrael. Ukimo Eret Yisrael she'eino nimseres l'sar v'shaliach. There is no agent who oversees Eret Yisrael. Hashem Himself does. Shemalachi Eret Yisrael b'teilim legamrei l'Hashem Yisbarach. There are malachim. Now this is obviously a very tricky discussion how malachim work. There are malachim, but they don't do anything, it sounds like. They're mamish b'teilim legamrei l'Hashem Yisbarach. They're mamish batel to Hashem entirely. Ad she'ein lehem mitzias b'fnei atzman. They don't have any independent essence to them. They're batel. So what's the point of them? A whole other discussion. So kein heim malachei Shabbos. That's the nature of malachei Shabbos, angels of Shabbos. She'b'Shabbos kol abriya sheba el Hashem Yisbarach. Malachim are seemingly just showing us that they're a servant of Hashem. The mamish mevatel themselves. So the Malachi Shabbos are the same thing as Malachi Eretz Yisrael. So when Yaakov was leaving Eretz Yisrael, there were Malachim of Shabbos that were leaving, going up the ladder. And v'tzeischem l'shalom omrim l'malachi yemos hachol shem dugmas malachi chutzlartz. So our weekday activities is chutzlartz. And our Shabbos activities are the Bechina of Shabbos. Whenever there's Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. It's brought down in the Svarim. When you go to Kivrei Tzadikim has a Bechina of Eretz Yisrael. That's how powerful the Tefillahs are. It's as if you're davening in Eretz Yisrael. Now, some people might find this quite strange to say, but it's brought down in many Sfarim that that's the case. You go to the Uman, you go to Mejbiz, you go to any of these places, wherever the Kivei Tzadikim are, it's Bechina of Eretz Yisrael, and that's why the Tefillahs are more accepted there. How that works, you're not davening to the Tzadik, Chas V'Shalom. The Tzadik takes your Tefillahs in according to some. Others say it doesn't take your tefillahs in. You're davening to Hashem, directly to Hashem, but it has a special kedusha of Bechina of Eretz Yisrael there. But that's what's brought down in this farm. So whenever there's high-level kedusha anywhere in the world, so that is Bechina of kedusha of Shabbos, kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, kedusha of Me'ein Olam Haba. Yaakov Avinu had that ability to take kedusha from Eretz Yisrael and take it to Chutz La'aretz. V'yetzim Be'er Sheva, Be'er Sheva, they write, is the kedusha of Shabbos, but Yatza Vayelech Charana, he went to Charan, he took it outside to Chutz La'aretz. He was able to take that kedusha of Shabbos and spread it out through the world. So that's the Bechina, those are these Malachim that we're referring to. Again, Shalom Aleichem, and Boachem L'Shalom to the Malachim of Shabbos, to the Malachim of Eretz Yisrael, and Tzeitzchem L'Shalom to the Imos Achol, and to Malachi Chutz La'aretz. Now we need to take this a step further now. So now we've acknowledged what special malachim we have. What exactly are these malachim accomplishing? So look at number three now. B'tikune Zohar Kosev, Shemalachim milavin es haneshama hayesera me'olam ha'elyon. Look what these malachim are accomplishing. They are carrying the neshama yesera. We all know we get a neshama yesera. I mentioned this last week. That when does the neshama yesera come into this world? So according to the Arizal, when you start Hachana on Shabbos, already Erev Shabbos, whenever you start the preparations, that's when the neshama yesera comes down into this world. So there's a shaila in halacha, whether or not you're allowed to learn after davening. We should all go home now and start preparing. I know many people have probably left today to go shopping for Black Friday. But we should all go home now and we should go prepare to bring the neshama yesera. So firstly, this is preparation for Shabbos. This is Hachana for Shabbos, Zemir Shabbos. Number two is this year itself is Hachana right now. It's getting ready for Shabbos. Mm-hmm. Number two is, even if this wasn't about Zemir Shabbos at all, the Mishnah Berurah does write that if there's a set shir, a davar katsav, and there's going to be a limit that you're going to get home to prepare on time, you're allowed to learn after davening as well. But again, to usher in the Neshama Yisera even earlier, it comes with the Hachana of Shabbos.
How about the guys that started going
for
Black Friday last night?
Yeah. So then the Gemara says, it says here that the Malachi Shares would bring this Neshama Yisera from the Olam Ha'elyon, from a very, very high place. All right, Neshama Yisera is up in Shemayim for a long time.
So when you tell somebody, somebody once had to give me a whole thing about saying good Shabbos to somebody, Erev Shabbos. All my life I always say,
right, good narrative. It's a halachic topic. Another topic. Shnei malachi asharis to go right there. Malavin it's adam leveso mekam this neshama. So these shnei malachim who are escorting the person back home, they are the ones holding the neshama yisera. Mi malachi ha'elyon. So there are different types of malachim. There's malachi elyon and malachi asharis. So let's read further.
Even in the nusach of shalom aleichem,
We're going to get there. We're going to get that. Very good. L'fi she'machmas otzem kedushas ha'neshama me'olam ha'elyon. This neshama comes from such a high place. This is the Shem Shmuel, by the way. Eino yachola l'redes l'shchon b'tocha adam. The shechina, rather the neshama yisera, cannot come down into the person's body. Ela be'emtzos ha'malachim, only through the agents of a malach, which kind of dilutes it. Shem mutzaim bein ha'neshama la'adam, that they're working as an agent in between the neshama and man. Ulefikach, and therefore nimseres tchila neshama, first the neshama is given yisera la'malachi ha'shari, shamala, and then nimseres mehem la'malachi mata ha'malavin es ha'neshama abo l'shchon la'adam. So again, this is the path. Neshama yisera is very high up in Shemayim. The malachi ha'elyon are the ones who take it, rather malachi ha'sharis take it, and then they pass it down to the next malachim, who then give it to us. So now this is what he explains. The malachim ma'ala anu omrim shalom aleichem. The above malachim, who are the ones carrying the neshama, we're saying shalom aleichem to them. And the malachim mata anu omrim teitzchem hashalom. The ones that are down here, who are escorting us, are we're saying farewell. So the Shem Shmuel understands as follows. We're coming home, being escorted by Malachi Mata, lower types of Malachim. And then the Malachi Elyon, the ones bringing us the Nesham Yisera, a separate set of Malachim. So we're now saying Shalom Aleichem, now that we've had this in-between Malachi of Mata, which escorted us, the Malachi Elyon are coming to now pass the Nesham Yisera down to us. So we're saying hello to these Malachi Elyon with the Nesham Yisera, and now we're saying farewell to the Malachi Mata who just escorted us home. That's the dialogue according to the Shem Shmuel.
Who's Malachi Asharis?
Who are they?
Yeah, in between. We have the Malachi Elyon, and we have Malachi Asharis.
Right. He doesn't mention who those guys are, who these Malachim are. I'm not sure exactly. One of these pieces coming up soon is going to address the difference in Nusach of Malachi Asharis versus Malachi Elyon, as we know we say in the Shalom Aleichem. So I thought the Shema Shmuel was going to address this. Maybe the next one will.
We get to read both those sets of Alachim. The ones that took out the withdrawal from Shemayim, as well as the go-betweens, the agents?
That's what it seems like. Yeah, okay, that we'll see. We'll see later on, actually, that distinction between Malachi Sharis and Malachi Elyon. So let's keep going now. An amazing piece now from the Shema Shmuel. Shema Shmuel obviously is very much in touch with this Zemer, Shalom Aleichem. See, if you look at number four now, some of it got a little blurred here. So I'm going to read into mine. You could follow along with me when I read it. Hamalachim hamalavin es ha'adam lebeisa. The malachim that escort man back home. Menakin u'mizachachin es nishmaso. The malachim, when we're walking home, they're busy cleaning us out from the dirtiness, from the shmutz, from the weekday, in order for us to, when we get home, to really receive that kedusha and the nisham yisera, adashir magia nishmas adam el makomo, until we get back home. That's what it sounds like. Yeah, exactly.
Late.
Well, it sounds like the real kedusha. It's for like building up. So when you walk home with everything prepared, that sounds like, from the previous piece, Nisham Yisera comes down ultimately once you come home. Once everything's set, even though we said before the Nisham Yisera comes from when you start Hachana, like everything in Chassidus, there are always stages. So it starts off a little bit here, and then here, and then finally, I guess, the big entrance into the world is once you come home.
And that includes people who make weekend bar mitzvahs, or... The normal Shabbos, I understand, but what happens?
I mean, they daven in the same place where they're eating?
Yeah.
That's right, they walk from the shul in a room to the...
Where somebody who's not well, they daven in their home.
Yeah, so again, they were talking the typical case. Yeah, that much I don't know. I'm sure it applies in some way. How the actual process works, I'm not sure. But they were talking a typical situation right now.
His Makoma has been translated as his house.
I think it's that. Yeah.
His Makoma, which means in Shemayim, when he's done with life.
Yeah, I think it's his house here. Yeah. Ulishoresh nishmas Yisrael hamiromemes mishoresh hamalachim lehem anu omrim shalom aleichem. Fine. So now let's look at step further. Go now to number five, the next column. The Emunas Avraham explains that lechora yipolei hayitachen she'odem karitz mechomer, man, a physical being, yedaber el malachim marom b'loshen nochach. You don't speak to a Rebbe, how are you? You say, how is Rebbe doing? You don't speak directly, you know, in the second person to a Rebbe. So to say Shalom Aleichem, greetings to you, to a Malach, Shemashma Ke'ilu Hu Bidarga Achas in Malachim, you don't speak like that. You're in the same level as a Malach. How do you get away with saying Shalom Aleichem, Shalom to you? Va'inan Yivuar Al Pidivre Maral. Maral explains that Shebechinas Das He inen eloki niskav venoshayach klal luchumios vegashmis. The idea of das in general, we're not going to get involved with das. You know, Chabad is chachma bina v'das. Das is one of the spheros. It's not really one of the spheros. It's a tricky idea. But das is something that's very high up in the mind. It's a das, a way of connecting to people. So he says das is completely void of any gashmis. V'hu b'michitzas el shir kadosh baruch hu. Das is part of the upper spheros. V'yadua shebeshabbos kodesh hu bechinas das. So Shabbos now is a bechina of das, this higher understanding. The pasuk says, "Ach eshabsosai tishmeru v'gomer v'ladas ki ani Hashem mikadshechem." We keep Shabbos in order to know that Hashem sanctified us, Klai Yisrael, on Shabbos. So Lidas. Shabbos is about das, a higher understanding. It's about connection. Right? Vayida, when the Pasuk says Vayida, it means that they had a child together. Vayidas is knowing something very, very well. Shabbos is a way of us connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a very close way of Dveikus. So Shabbos is about das. Ukasher ha'adam mis'ale ayidea Shabbos ledargas das. When a person is elevated to the level of das on Shabbos, az bibichinas ish elokim. It's transformative. That means every single person is elevated to an ish elokim b'shayech l'madregas hamalachim. And we are now on the same level as a malach. V'lachein b'shabes yachol l'dabir malachim b'lashon nuchach. You're able to speak directly, shalom aleichem. During the week, you cannot acknowledge malachim. You know they exist, but you can't speak to them like we speak to them on Shabbos. Shabbos, as we walk home, the malachim are busy cleaning out our neshamas from all the schmutz of the week. Now, that's not to say that things we do during the week are not schmutz. Maybe anything, working is not schmutz. But along the way, we do get caught up in things we shouldn't be doing and looking at things we should be looking at. So all that schmutz needs to be cleaned out. But not the work. The work is work. Parnasa, parnasa. So now we're coming home from shul, and we're being escorted by malachim, and they're busy cleaning out all the schmutz, all the ruchnius, making us completely tahor. We walk into our home, and we say, Shalom Aleichem, we say, Good Shabbos, and now we are on the level that they brought down the Nisham Yesera to a whole new being, and we are now Ish Elokim. We are a man, a godly man. We are on the level of Moshe Rabbeinu, where you could speak directly to malachim, and say, Shalom Aleichem, to you. And that's why we saw last week in the Tosfos and Shabbos, that although all week the malachim are singing songs, Shabbos, we're the ones singing songs because we are like malachim. We're bechinas malachim. We have that same ability, that das, that connection in dveikus tashem to sing the zmiros, which comes, as we said, from the highest place in the world, zmir Shabbos. Let's now go to where number six should be. The left column, it's underlined in the same page, still the first page. It says, Bicharuz, yeah, Bicharuz Shalom Aleichem. That stands of Shalom Aleichem, Karim es hamalachim b'shem malach ha'sharis. This is your question. Right, if you look at Shalom Aleichem, its first stanza is, Shalom Aleichem malach ha'sharis. We call them malach ha'sharis, which literally mean angels of sharis. Sharis means to have service. Malach ha'sharis. But the remaining stanzas we say, Malachi Hashalom, Malachi Hashalom, Malachi Hashalom. So why are we changing from Shares to Shalom? So they explain here, this is the Heichel HaBracha, I don't know who that is. He says, U'becharuz ba'achem l'shalom, and the remaining ones we say Malachi Hashalom. What's the difference between Malachi Hashares and Malachi Hashalom? So Tam Achilik, the distinction is, Shemalachi Hashares Nikram Kol Tzva Marom. It's referring to all those, all the malachim, it's a general greeting to all malachi hasharis. Ulekulam tzarech lahakdim shalom. We need to first say hello to all the guards, all the malachim up in Shemayim. V'lahem miskabnin b'charis harishon. That's what we're having in mind for that first paragraph. U'b'charis bo'achem l'shalom. Hakavanehi l'malachim habayim b'lel Shabbos ima neshami yaseira. V'hem nikraim malachi hasharis. So his understanding is, we're first greeting all malachim, a general hello, and then we speak specifically to those malachim who just brought down the Nisham Yisera, and then we say, Abuachim Nisham, which we'll get to in a second, the bracha we want from them, and then we say, Tzeischem Nisham, a farewell to the Mos HaChol, those who are supposed to be leaving. So that's the understanding. So again, Shalom Aleichem, the Malachi HaShares, is everyone generally, all malachim. Boachim l'shalom is those who are with us bringing the Nisham Yisera to us in particular. Barchuni is the same idea we'll get to. And Tzeischem is a farewell to the Yemos HaChol, the Malachi of Yemos HaChol. Correct. Okay. There was an idea I wanted to say, I just forgot it. It'll come back to me, hopefully. Let's go now back to the next page. His next page, number six, is from the Ol Yitzchak, Kadosh of Yitzchak Mivarka. He explains that Bnei Yisrael heim b'madregas yosemim malachim. He says a step further. While we saw earlier that we become the same level, it should be on the other side. So the Am Yisrael is on a higher level than that of Malachim. How? She'ein lehem kavanas achila v'seicha anoshi. Malachim don't have the kavana of man. They don't know how to eat. V'chein matzinu b'medjush. She'kishabba Moshe b'ino lava shalom l'maro, when he got up to Shemayim l'kabel es ha-Torah. Hireyu HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'dmus Avram sh'achlu b'beiso. So they showed him the image of man, of Avram, when he ate in his house. Hainu. That means, she'ro she'zagasel she'Avram v'inu g'vo mehem. That Avram was greater than Malachim. V'cheven she'yeshel Malachim chalishas hadas. The Malachim became very disheartened and weak by that. B'rosem kedusha ha'gdola she'yeshel Yisrael mesudash ha'shabes. Akein roi lakdim l'shalchem. We have to send them away. So what's going on here? He's explaining in Indian why we say teischem l'shalchem. Why we're sending, we greet the Malachim, and then we send them off. It's a different point here. But what's coming out here, we mentioned this last week, how the idea of eating on Shabbos is so special that it actually elevates the gashmias, something that Malachim are not able to do. It puts a stunt in the... We know Malachim don't move. They're set. They have one thing and that's it. They can't go up or down. So they can't grow. As opposed to, we are able to get involved in the world of gashmias and elevate it. Like we mentioned, Purim is a much higher holiday than that of Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is we sumer out, we stay away. Purim is where we ase tov, we could take even the world of gashmi. We spoke last night in the shir that everything in this world, even food, has a pnimius, has an inner kedusha, that with the proper kavanas, you're able to elevate to a whole other level. Something that malachim are not able to do, only man could do that. And particularly on Shabbos is when we do this. Now this goes against a beautiful katska I'll share with you. The Gemara tells us that there's an idea that when a person is in a makom, you're supposed to keep to the minhag makom. You don't change the minhag makom. You go to a certain place and they act a certain way, they dress a certain way, they daven, they keep mitzvahs in a certain way. A person in Eretz Yisrael who is in Chutz La'aretz for Yom Tov Sheni, even though he's a Ben Eretz Yisrael, he doesn't have to keep Yom Tov Sheni because he's an Israeli. He has to still keep the minhag of Chutz La'aretz in Yom Tov Sheni because that's the minhag makom. So we learn this from Moshe Benu. It says here that he went up to Shemayim and he fasted for 40 days while he's getting the Torah. So why did he fast? Because no one eats up in Shemayim. There's no eating. So he didn't eat either. So the Katzker says, that's not the raya. That's not the proof that when Moshe Benu went up to Shemayim, that he didn't eat. The fact that Moshe lived for 40 days without eating tells us that Moshe was an Ish Elokim. He was above any Gashmi. His raya was when he came back to this world and he decided to eat, and he didn't have to. He ate just because that's what everyone was doing down here. That's the raya. He didn't have to eat. This is Moshe Rabbeinu, a guy who could fast for 40 days without having to eat. A raya, because he did that in Shemayim. When he came back to this world, that's when he ate, just because that's what everyone was doing down here.
He still didn't have to.
That's what the Kotzker says. Okay.
So why do we have to keep more than one day in Eretz Yisrael then?
That's a whole other thing. That's a different topic. Fine. So, anyways, it's a different perspective, which again is stressed very much in Chassidus of taking the gashmi. And when Moshe Rabbeinu was down here eating, he didn't have to, but he was able to take the gashmi, the eating, and take it to a whole other level. Sometimes it's hard for us to do this. Mm-hmm. Now, today is my 15th anniversary, today, my English one. So a friend of mine got a gift certificate for another Indian to go to a restaurant. So it was a lot of money. I said, we'll get two meals out of this one. So I'm sure you probably heard of this, may have even been there before. We went Sunday night to Reserve Cut. Okay, so this was clearly not worth two meals. we barely got one meal off this one. It was a steak for $95. Crazy. Anyways, so you go to this fancy place. You feel like you're really chashuv, and you spend $300 on one meal for two people. Insane. We didn't go crazy. We got like an appetizer and a couple of mains and two desserts and not even a drink. We got water, and it was crazy what the price you spend on this. You feel chashuv and fancy, these candles, these lights, these rooms, everything. If you imagine like Lahavdil, you go to watch one of these movies and these chashuv places, you come in and there's like different levels of where you sit. And I remember like the back room, they were like dealing like different drugs and doing fancy things in the back of these rooms. That's what you felt like when you're walking in. It felt like a club. I've never been to a club, but that's what I felt like. I was walking into this place and it was so chashuv. And then you sit down, so we order. And within 30 seconds when we ordered, the appetizers were there. Mamish 30 seconds. And we finished the appetizers, they take it away, and as they're taking away, like the malachim, malach echol, malach Shabbos, as they took away the appetizers, they brought the meat in, the main. So in 12 minutes, we're up to the main already. And then by the time we're done with the main, they're like, okay, like 10 minutes later, are you ready to go? Like, wait a second here, we've been here for 18 minutes. $300 in 18 minutes? Is it insane? Yeah, it was insane. So like they gave us a dessert menu and we didn't look at it. We were just sitting there and talking, trying to enjoy maybe an hour we could get, an hour of this meal. And then they send over like another manager over, do you guys want some help with the dessert? Like a lot of pressure to keep you moving. And we're like, no, we didn't say this, but not us, but $300 is being spent on this meal. Not us, but someone spent $300 on this meal. Let's at least enjoy it, have a little conversation. But it was so unenjoyable because it was so rushed and it was so crazy how expensive it was and how fancy it was. So sometimes it's hard to take the world of Gashmi and to elevate it to that level of Ruchni, but that's the idea. So certainly on Shabbos. Shabbos, it comes more natural for us. As we have the Malachi Achol who are departing from us and we're being greeted by the Malachi Hashares, it makes it much easier, of course, to take the eating and bring it to a whole nother level of Kedusha. Something that Malachim can't do. So,
I wanted to make sure that the Kedusha of the place was something that you can, they realized that you couldn't handle it so much, so they wanted to limit
the The guys who looked a lot firmer than I did there, half the place were Hasidim.
Really?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
Well, getting back to this piece, so we're asking Malachim to leave before we begin eating.
Yeah.
Eating is not for you.
Exactly, they cannot understand what we're doing. They cannot understand the world of Gashmi. Exactly.
I know the
difference between the facts.
It's ambiance.
It's called ambiance. Yeah. Fine. Let's just finish off with one last piece here, number 7. There's a piece from the Imri Noam, a small piece here. He says something special. We've been speaking about how we are surrounded by Malachim, how we become on the level of Malachim, we are Ish Elokim, how we become greater than Malachim, that they cannot appreciate how one could eat food and elevate it. So this last piece here speaks about, we said Shabbos is about Das. And Das means you could connect to a person, connect to a spouse, connect to Hashem Yisbarach. So Bimos HaChol, Nitzrochem Anu Shemalachi Asharis Yachnisu Es Tfilaseinu Lefnei Baal Rachamim. During the week, we need Malachim to bring our tefillas in into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now this is a very challenging idea amongst the Misnagdim that we talk directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu, which we do, but at the same time, the Malachim take our tefillas in to bring it into HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos, Shuha Yichud HaGamur Beino Ben Yisrael. There's a special encounter, a special connection with Am Yisrael and Kadosh Baruch Hu, so we don't need any middle person. We don't need an agent. V'atfilos miskablos b'lishim m'muta. There is no need for an agent in between. And lachain, therefore, anu mishalchin es ha-malachim ba'amiras seitzchem l'shalom. We say farewell to these malachim because we really don't need these malachim at all. We could speak directly to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Our tefillah goes directly in. Now, even though, of course, we know you cannot ask bakashos on Shabbos, so what are we asking for? We daven. We can't ask bakashos. So I don't know for sure, but my understanding is, my guess, and I could be wrong, is that we're so connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we don't even have to ask for things. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we need and knows what we want. And are just very connecting to Hashem, of saying Shemoneh Esrei without Bakashos, that's understood by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's always understood. But we don't have to articulate it. Why do we have to daven in general? What's davening? Hashem doesn't know what we need, what we want. What do you daven for? The davening is to connect. Vayis Palel means Tefillah is Naftali. Naftali, it's reflexive, exactly, and it connects you. And the idea of Tefillah and Naftali, it's brought down in the Sfarim, that Naftali is like psil is to cheles, and psil is to connect and wind things together. So tefillah is really connecting. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need my tefillah. He knows what I want. He doesn't need me. I need Hashem. But the more you talk to someone, the more you have a conversation, you're not going to marry someone you never met before. You need to speak to them. Even though on paper and you heard wonderful things about the person, if you don't have a conversation with that person, you're not going to connect with them. So Hashem's connected to us, but are we connected to Hashem? So on Shabbos, where there's the Das, where there's that connection of the Das is knowing someone so well, where it's Bechinas Eretz Yisrael, so therefore, we don't need to even ask for things, I understand. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we want, and we feel that connection, and it comes more naturally.
Maybe it's the other way around.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because tefillah is really for us to recognize who we're asking. You know what we want, and maybe we don't really realize what we really need, but tefillah is for us to recognize where it's all coming from. When you have this neshama and your kisser, when it comes to Shabbos, there's no reason. The recognition is automatic. Maybe it's just the other way around. The fact that HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't need us to ask for anything because he knows what he wants, that's every day of the week, not just on Shabbos. It's just like tefillah is for us during the week. Shabbos, we still have tefillah, but there's no bakasha because we don't have to be reminded who we're asking for.
Right, I hear. Yeah, I think it's at the opposite side of the same coin, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu recognizing, us recognizing, we're so connected with Das, there's no need to ever say anything particular.
I was tongue in cheek, of course. What I meant was the kedusha of the place.
Yeah.
was so not appropriate for you if they try to get you.
I understood. Yeah. I was making fun of that. That's not the case.
just a question of shot in the words. We see Shalom Aleichem, Malachi Ashares, Malachi Elyon. So now what's. So we're saying Shalom Aleichem to the Malachi Ashares and the Malachi Elyon together? Like, how does.
I think it's saying. I think Malachi Ashares. Who are of the Malachi Elyon, and then Malachi Shalom of the Malachi Elyon. I don't know really. Malachim is a whole other world, which I'm not familiar with, to be honest. There are many types of levels of Malachim and types of Malachim. I really don't know. This is as new to me as it is to you, or to you as to me. So I'm not sure. Let's finish one last piece I forgot to mention before. There's a minhag of the Gra brought down in Keser Rosh from Rav Chaim Mivilazhin, the Talmud of the Gra, that they would not say the stanza of Berchuni L'Shalom. They wouldn't say Berchuni L'Shalom. Right? Why not? So the reason is because Leil Shabbos, they wouldn't say it because just like we don't say in Shlichas Melech Rachamim as well, so we don't Ein Levakish Mim Melachim. We don't ask requests from Melachim. Ein Lehem Koach Meuma. He says they have no Koach, they have no power, there's no independence from Melachim. Hakol etzlam behechrach. They do things because they're told to do things. Hashem says this, and they jump, and that's it. They don't have their own options of doing things. In kasher adam zoche muchracham levarcha. A guy comes home and he's worthy of a bracha. Hashem says, give a bracha. Not because I ask them for a bracha. They give a bracha because Hashem tells them to give a bracha. So why are you asking the malachim to give you a bracha? And for that reason, they didn't say such a stanza. Now it's brought down the footnote here in the Keser Rosh from a siddur of the. I don't know who this is either, but he saw this idea. And he felt that this was misunderstood. He felt that they misunderstood that. It's true by Machnisei Malach Rachamim that when it comes to Slichos, that is understood that the people from the world of the Gra wouldn't say Malach Rachamim when it comes to Slichos. When it comes to Berchuni L'Shalom, he felt that a person should say this. Because we're not saying, we're not asking the Malachim to give us a bracha. What we're saying is, his understanding was, we're saying that you've been commanded to give us a bracha, meaning fill out your command of giving me the bracha. I'm not asking you for bracha. I'm saying do what you're told to do. I did the right thing. My house is all made and set. The challah's there, the candle's there, the wine's there, the table's set. You should give a bracha because you've been commanded. That's the idea. So there seems to be a machlokas within the Masorah of the Gra whether we should say it. In the end of the day, there's a very, very powerful tefillah of Barchuni L'Shalom. In fact, when it's brought down by the Talmidim of the Arizal, they refer to this this tefillah as a tefillah Hamehuleles, a tefillah mules, lashon of halal, a beautiful tefillah of praise and beauty, and therefore we should really, I'm sure we all do, and we should really take advantage of the power, what it's really showing and highlighting, that we're escorted by the malachim, and that the neshama yisrael comes down to this world to bring a special kedusha of becoming ish elokim. Everyone have a good Shabbos. Pick up tomorrow.